Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton, the Manager Show, brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Tito, we've talked about Josh Tomlin a lot, about as good a teammate as you can ever have. It's great to be a great teammate, but boy, you also need that guy to be a good player. And how about the performance he gave you on the mound, in the batter's box, on the bases?
You know, as much as I love talking about him, because all the things you just said, boy, it's hard to talk about his hitting, because you could just tell that he was going to be talking a lot of trash when he came back. I'll tell you what, he, on a number of fronts, he really clutched up for us. I mean, our bullpen had pitched a lot the night before, so he goes out and pitches really well, and he gets deep into the game. He helped us with his bat. He helped us. He ran the bases, and he never let any of that affect his pitching. And I'll tell you what, that was really impressive. I mean, this kid, look at the lift he has given us, you know, the first 6 weeks of the season. I know in spring training we were talking about putting our staff together. Mickey, you know, we talked so much, and he was really adamant that he thought Josh coming out of the gate would give us a big lift. And I'll be darned, he sure has.
Well, and it's not a fluke, Terry, because this goes back to when he came back. You're talking about a guy that's 13-2 over the last 4 months.
Well, and what's happening is he's getting further removed from those surgeries, and he's able to pitch without thinking, okay, where do I got to get my arm slot where it doesn't hurt? Because everybody that's known Josh longer than me knows he'll pitch. I mean, probably to the point where too much, then he gets himself in trouble. Now, you appreciate guys like that, but to watch him able to pitch now without thinking about having something hurt, you can see what he can do with the ball. I mean, last night, his cutter last night, he was throwing at 84, 85, and you were getting so many swings and misses or takes, and it just, it goes to show you, if you command, change speeds, stay out of the middle, you can have success.
And now you've got a ball club that really feels good about itself, especially offensively, Terry, to put together four games like that. I don't care who you're playing. That's not easy to do in this game.
No, I mean, you're right. I don't care. I, you know, Major League Baseball is Major League Baseball, and you play who you're supposed to play. And it was good for our hitters because we have been challenged to score some runs at times. And it may happen again in this game, but I'm glad because it'll help their confidence. You saw us kind of loosen up because we run the bases pretty well. When we start getting guys on, you know, you've seen Rajay now, you know, starting to show some personality. He starts to feel better about himself. Guys are chipping in. They all know they're going to play. Nobody sits. And I think it's a healthy combination. And guys do a good job of like, when we tell them they're not playing that day, they stay ready to come in. Like, Napoli was ready the whole game yesterday. I appreciate that.
Well, it's 38 degrees warmer tonight than it was for the opener when you saw the Red Sox the last time. And, boy, you better be able to swing the bat, and you better be able to pitch, because right now no one is scoring runs like the Boston Red Sox. And this is still a pretty young team, Tito.
You know, they had a tough year last year, but Ben Cherington did such a wonderful job with their minor leagues, and he kept it intact. And I know it's a hard thing to do here because there's always trade possibilities. And these kids have come to the big leagues, and now they know not only do they belong, but they're starting to turn into stars in the league. And then when you have Pedroia and Ortiz and those guys who not only show them how to play the game the right way, but what they can still do, makes you a little nervous because, man, you look at their batting averages and the production, and you're like, man, you can't take a deep breath here.
And they're not a ball club now. I can remember back, way back now, when Boston, they couldn't win outside of Fenway because they just would hit home runs or hit the ball off the wall. This ball club's pretty athletic.
Yeah, no, I'd say they're very good base runners. You know, very few thrown out stealing. You know, everybody has a good percentage. Nobody's stealing a ton, but they all can run. They kind of, instead of hitting and running, they kind of run and hit and just use it to their advantage. But they're a handful, and they've really been playing good, and they feel good about themselves. This should be a really fun weekend for us.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Red Sox on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.